Questions 1 to 4.
You will hear a conversation between a girl, Kate, and a boy, George.
I don't remember much of that lecture. The doctor gave me this medicine for my cough, but I don't like it. It seems to make me awfully sleepy, and I can't follow my lectures.
Well, if you don't take it, none of us will be able to follow our lectures. All we'll hear is you coughing.
Oh, dear. Do you think I'll annoy everybody?
Yes. You could study at home for a couple of days. You know, have some time off until it gets better.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd miss too much. And I get really uncomfortable when I have a lot of catching up to do. Last year, I missed a whole week when I fell off my bike and had that enormous bandage on my hand. It took me ages to do all the work when I came back.
Oh, you worry too much. You can work at home. Just get Mr. Gray to tell you which parts of the course book we'll be covering and read it yourself at home. All he does is go through the book anyway. You might as well do it yourself.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. I think Mr. Gray's really nice. He's always willing to stay behind after class if you don't understand something.
Being really nice and never in a hurry doesn't make him a good lecturer. Anyway, I think you should look after your health first, and ours. If we sit in that small, hot room with you for the next 3 days, we'll all have your cough by the end of it.
Perhaps you're right. I don't care about myself, but I wouldn't like other people to blame me for their illnesses. I have got a bit of a temperature now, too. So maybe I'll go and see Mr. Gray after lunch and tell him I won't be at this afternoon's lecture.
Or the next two. Come on. You've got to get better.
I suppose you're right.
Then we can all go out as we planned at the weekend.
OK, then. I don't want to miss that. And I do feel ill.
Questions 5 to 8.
You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman at home.
What shall we do tonight? Shall we go out somewhere?
No, I'm tired. I've had a really hard day.
That's a bit boring. Come on, let's go to a cinema or see that new play at the theatre.
Not tonight. Why don't we rent a video and stay in?
Well, I'd rather go out. But if you're tired, okay. So, what shall we have? How about that new Italian film?
Oh, no. Far too serious for me. I'd fall asleep. Why can't we get something funny? A film with Rick Moranis or someone like that.
A comedy? No, thanks. I'm not wasting my money.
Well, I'll pay, if you're going to be difficult about it.
Well, I'm not being difficult. I just don't want to see a comedy.
Fine. Well, what else do you suggest, then?
How about a Robert De Niro?
We've seen them all.
Maybe, but they're great films. Let's watch one again.
Now you're suggesting something that's a real waste of money. And I hate seeing films twice, you know that.
Okay. What then?
Oh, forget it. We're obviously not going to agree anyway.
No, I tell you what. You go down to the video shop and choose a film. Whatever it is, I'll watch it.
Really? And you won't be difficult or make me feel guilty?
No! Go on, off you go. I'll make something to eat while you're out.
Great! See you in a few minutes, then.
Bye.
Questions 9 through 12.
You will hear a conversation between a girl, Lisa, and a boy, Ben, about holidays.
Hi, Ben. Only one more week at college and then the summer holidays begin. Great, isn't it?
I don't know. It might get a bit boring. I don't think I've got enough money to go anywhere nice for a holiday this year.
It would be nice to have lots of money to spend, but a good holiday doesn't have to be expensive.
Oh, yes, it does. The best holiday I ever had was a few years ago when I went to Greece. I want to fly off somewhere hot and lie on the beach and go swimming.
Yes, well, I can't afford to do that either.
So what are you doing this summer?
I'm going on a walking holiday in Scotland with some friends. We went last year and we really enjoyed it. We walked all day and spent the nights in youth hostels. Why don't you come with us? We're going for 2 weeks. It won't cost much and you'll come home feeling really relaxed and fit.
I'm not sure. Walking all day sounds like hard work to me. And surely you're not hoping for lots of sunshine in Scotland.
It did rain a bit last year, but most of the time it was sunny. Anyway, it's not good walking in the heat. You have to stop all the time to rest and have drinks.
Well, I like the sun. And I like to stay in comfortable hotels, not youth hostels.
But they are comfortable. They're basic and the food's often not very good, but they're very clean and cheap. In fact, I prefer them to hotels because the people are always so friendly.
Maybe. Look, Lisa, thanks a lot for asking me, but I think I'll just stay home and get bored. Right.
This is the end of part 2.